Hello and welcome to episode 317 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Matty B, joined in Studio B by Bro and L. Harvin Canoop. On this episode, we recap Scottie Scheffler winning again. We're also going to chat about Billy Horschel's come-from-behind victory at the Corrales, and Nelly Korda is also in Scottie mode. It's not even God mode anymore. Or is it Tiger mode?
Scottie Annika and mode, are in maybe. Yeah. Mode.
There you go.
Alker mode.
We're going to recap all that. What term is this week, Harv?
The Zurich.
Oh, the Zurich Walk Classic. Walk-up songs. Walk-up songs. We're going to talk a little bit about that and our weeks. Musha Warriors are in the next round of the playoffs. But before we get into that, we want to thank our sponsors, Player Golf, PLYRGolf.com. Use the promo code DRIVETHEGREEN for 20% off your order. As you may have seen, the Prairie Capsule came out next week. But don't fret. There's going to be, I guess, by the looks of things, he's just posting new stuff every single day.
Yeah.
So get that promo code ready. If you've purchased something, chances are you're going to purchase another thing. So I don't know if you want to just continue to purchase or maybe wait, I don't know, another week or two. See all of it come in and then
put your big order in.
Yeah. So, but we've got all our stuff and all we can say is it'll be worth the wait once he gets into, the next week or two here with more stuff, lots to choose from. And, we're also only like 2 weeks away from the, Player Nines in Elbow.
Oh,
our tournament with, Player in at Harbor Golf Club in Elbow. So, courses are starting to open. We got a little bit of snow this past week.
That's sold out, eh?
It is sold out, yeah. Completely full. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting there. And obviously with the temperatures finally turning, we had our little end of April blitz of snow this past week. But now we're into warm temperatures. So just time to put on the player gear. And time to use the Callaway clubs.
Mm-hmm.
We're also members of Team Callaway. So driving ranges have been open for a bit. We've had a chance to do that. But home course opens a week from today. So we will, this time next week, we'll have our opening rounds of the season to talk about, which is going to be great. I can't wait to talk about my 84.
If you make it.
yeah, I'll get that to my in my week.
Yeah, the three of us are all playing, obviously.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. I mean, I might be playing. It's just how well. And last but not least, I'm having Plainsman Pilsner tonight on the show from Churchill Brewing Company.
Ditto.
So
the best one.
Canoop just got back from Phoenix.
He's been playing. Yep.
Yeah, he's going to be. You're going to go last well, in weeks, obviously.
But, yep.
Harv, you go first. I'm going to adjust Bronell's mic while you do that.
Okay, yeah. Not too much during the week, but had to go to Winnipeg to coach spring hockey. And now I know I say every city I go to is a dump. But. Winnipeg is a whole other level. So normally we go there and stay up kind of in the airport area and those new hotels that Winnipeg has. But when you have 11 hockey teams and parents and whatnot and needing 150 rooms, roughly, we had them all booked. And then they just, because we didn't go through the tournament to book the hotel rooms, they took them all away. Because they didn't have rooms because the tournament like vetoed that.
Wow.
And so they stuck us right downtown Winnipeg in this Holiday Inn Express and a Radisson down like right by the MTS Center or Canada Life or whatever it's called.
Not a good spot.
Like it was terrifying.
My brother and his wife, like my nephew was on one of those teams.
Yep.
And we had family supper tonight before the show. Sorry to jump in. But she was telling us about it, and they literally told her to not leave anything in her vehicle. Anything. Like, if there's a quarter in the cup holder, it's getting broken into.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was insane. And, like, here's the worst part. I get that they are worried about the homeless people, like, getting into, like, the unsupervised parts of hotels and buildings. So they have a parkade on our hotel. But after, like, 4 p.m., you can't access the hotel from the parkade. So you have to park your vehicle and then walk all the way down like the ramp of the parkade and down a block in this dirty old neighborhood to get back to the hotel. Like it was just one of the coaches was staying at the Radisson. He walked over our hotel to catch a ride to a game. And then when he got dropped back off, at the hotel and walked back. He walked by a business on the way there that was open. Then when he walked back, all the windows were shattered out of it and they were boarded up and the business was closed.
Oh no.
Like, it's just insane. Like
the Wild West.
It is. Yeah, it's a whole different world to think that that's
very eye-opening for a lot of those kids, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
We used to stay downtown when we played University of Winnipeg.
Yeah.
And it was not great back then. And I've heard it is a million times worse in the last, like, 10, 15 years. Yeah, it's gotten just awful.
But the team that I coach won the gold medal on the A side, so probably something to do with coaching. But
what year was that?
The cap?
2014's.
Mm. Friend of the pod's Alex kid?
No, he's 2013.
Oh.
But these kids, like, well, I walked into the room the first game, and they're just like, what's up, brother? Like, you know, like that sketch guy? And they're just doing the whole thing. And I'm like, you guys got to shut up and focus on hockey here. But, like, then it just became a thing, like, all weekend. They're just like, what's up, brother? Tuesday. But, yeah, it was annoying. But, hey, they did their jobs on the ice, so it was good. Went out for a few suppers, had a few drinks. Churchill booze count for myself this week was 28.
Nice. All right.
So I'm at 103 on the year. So
I like it.
Couple tough mornings, but yeah.
You made all the games, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, you didn't sleep in. You didn't sleep in this year,
Didn't sleep in through this one. Only had, I guess I had two 8 a.m. games, so that kind of 2 days at 8 a.m. and then not done till like 9 p.m. So it's a long weekend.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. Okay, back. I'll go next.
Back.
He's back. Yeah, 103. That's not bad. My week consisted of three Warrior playoff games. Went to Swift Current for both road games. Warriors win in five, so it was nice to go down to Swift Current and win a couple in their barn. So nice to see some Warrior fans make the trip.
There's
always fun to...
Not many better feelings than that.
Especially when
walking
both.
Out of there with a win.
Yeah, win both too. Yeah. The second game feels even better after winning the first.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, well... Maybe see you guys for game six if you can beat us at home. But Warriors just in a really good team this year, and now it's top team in the country in Saskatoon. So unfortunately can't go up to games one and two because my son plays with Canoop's son, different teams, but we're both going to Lethbridge this upcoming weekend. We were hoping to play a game, but the kids' schedules suck.
And the weather's terrible.
Weather's terrible. Kids draw of their terrible. Tournament stinks.
It's like
14 degrees.
10.
Oh.
Isn't it supposed to be super windy?
Yes. It just was. There was wind gusts 100 yesterday.
So I heard Lethbridge is like rivaling Winnipeg for like homeless people.
I can't wait.
Huh.
So have fun.
Sounds like it's going to be awesome.
Great. Then other than that, renovations are almost complete. The cabinets are going in. The bar is done. Flooring's 60% in. And Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is the kitchen. And then I'll be done. And then I got to wait for countertops because they won't measure them until the cabinets are all in, which is the most ridiculous thing ever. So you have to put all your cabinets in, then they come and measure, and then who knows how long until like the cabinet or the countertops are ordered. It's just like, can you put them in, please?
They didn't even tell you how long?
No, like they're here. I have no idea how long it takes them to cut them. Like it could be like a week. I have no idea.
Yeah, you
like
saying
a nice butcher block countertop or?
No, like quartz or whatever.
Oh, okay.
You saying you're going to be, it's going to be done by Friday is like you saying you're going to golf more this year.
Yeah. So on that note, so today, the last step before I can like wipe my hands of it and it's contractors only was my dad's an electrician. So we've been doing all the electrical work ourselves, but then he went on holidays. So we got back yesterday and it's like, okay, here's the last few things we have to do. So one of them was we had to replace, because our previous island had a stovetop. Or the range, and then we had the oven in a different part of the house. Now we're just going to the more generic one unit or a hood fan and a regular unit. But it's different electrical, so we had to pull in this, replace a wire. But it's wired in through all the floor joists. Our basement is finished ceiling. So we basically have to cut out the floor and pull this wire through the joists. Well, I just randomly reached down to help pull, and being old now, I guess, just pulled at the wrong angle, and all of a sudden I'm like, said to my dad, I'm like, I can't move. He's like, what do you mean you can't move? Pull that wire. I'm like, I can't pull. I cannot pull it. He had to literally lift me up off the ground. I could not move. So now I'm borrowed. Bronell's wife was kind enough to give me a heat pack that's on my back right now.
Is it getting hot?
It's very hot. And I'm just, it's actually awesome because this garage studio is always kind of cool.
Always.
So now I'm just like, in all my glory, I might just have this all the time. I don't know. I can't believe I didn't have this all winter. but long story short, I don't know if I'm going to be able to play golf next Monday. I pulled like the sciatic nerve or whatever before.
Yeah.
Well, that goes away in like 3-4 days, maybe a week. But this is way different than any pain I've had.
You're going to have to get a portable one to play with.
Oh, it's terrible. like agonizing pain for about 2 hours after it happened.
Yeah.
But I did get out of baseball practice, so that was a win. And then last but not least, hold
on. Before you, have you been to one yet?
I've been to like 3 of 7.
Okay. Yeah. Just checking.
But I was planning on making today's.
All right.
And then this happened. But my algorithms, Harvey, did you have any?
No.
Weren't on your phone much.
No.
Too busy drinking and coaching.
Yeah, I guess so.
I got a few. One of which is slap fighting. I've never understood how this is even a sport. Like, it's wild. Like, there's a lot of people against it, but I must be just watching just enough of it where now it's in, and it ain't going anywhere because I watch them all. Like, why would I pay or whatever? I don't even know if they're pay-per-views or what, but you just watch the highlights. It's literally 2 seconds. Yeah. It's like best of threes. So there's that, and then I have wrestling, but not WWE wrestling, like actual wrestling, like Greco-Roman Olympic wrestling. I have no idea how that got in there. And then today, before I came on the show, I just randomly started getting glow-in-the-dark paintball matches, like professional paintball matches.
Weird.
Like highlights of guys doing like flips over those obstacles and getting kills, if you want to call them that. Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's not even really a thing. Like, they got those automatic guns, and they're just like. just holding the trigger down and just.
Yeah. I've never understood it, but.
Like MacGruber.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so paintball's in my algorithm right now. I had 17 drinks this week. I'm up to 268 on the year. I think Bronel had a few this week. You hit the baseline.
I actually kind of had a Harv week. I'll get to it.
Wow.
No, not in that way, but in kind of a way. Am I next? Yeah, I'll go next.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, might as well dive straight into that Harv week.
Very similar week to Matty B, Warrior playoff games. I'm going to be going to game one in Saskatoon, so come say hi to me if you find me. Hockey pool standings is one thing I want to bring up.
It'll be out this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
So people are probably wondering what the hell's going on.
Yeah, who's going to get their money?
And their swag, didn't we say?
Yeah, swag for first if you didn't pay, and if you did pay, you get both, money and swag.
That's right.
On that note, when you said come say hi, I had two guys in Swift. Said drive the green, made the drive down to Swift. Uh-huh. And I said, hi, they're not Labor Day Classic guys. They're just guys I never met before.
Nice.
I wish I could remember their names so I could give them a shout out. But, yeah, nice to see listeners.
Brad Torrey.
Yeah, not Brad. He's a little sad right now.
Yeah. Hopefully he's not too mad at us for the player cup in Elmwood.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
He'll be fine by then. Speaking of hockey pool standings, no playoff pools for me this year. So, kind
of
a
first.
I think it's a first. Like,
it does make
it feels weird. There's nothing to.
It's similar
care
to gambling,
about.
Right? Yeah, it's similar.
I don't have
gambling.
A team. My team's not in it.
You got nothing to gamble.
Pick one.
Or
pick 50, one.
That 50 bucks I put on the Canes.
It's more that I've picked a bunch that I just don't want to win.
Maybe you
all
should
the
start
Canadian ones,
betting.
The Vegas.
I could start betting.
There's so many that I don't want to win this year.
I mean, it's go nobody go in the Toronto Boston series.
Yeah,
first of all,
that arena could blow up. I wouldn't be upset.
All the fans.
Yeah, all the fans.
Okay, morning skates, whatever.
Perfect. So yeah, it kind of feels different, but I think my dad was asking me what teams I thought were going to go to the Final Four or whatever, because I think he was going to put in a Keniston pool. So I kind of have a Keniston entry, I think.
Okay.
So.
That's just a bracket?
No, that's where you pick the players.
You pick players, but you basically got to pick from the Final Four. If you think the Oilers are going to be out second, maybe pick McDavid. But.
Well, they've been doing that thing for so long that it is a well-oiled machine. Like, they have like a full-fledged like pamphlet that you fill out now, and then you can join the Super 8.
Yeah.
And then it says if you want multiple entries, you get a discount. Like, yeah. It says it goes up to 20 entries. Imagine really? People getting 20 of those.
Yeah.
Like, and what's the cost for one entry?
I think it's like $40 an entry, but then if you get like 20, it's like 500. So it goes down to $25 an entry or something like that. Like, just imagine putting 20 teams in there.
Essentially like paper version of like how people are successful at DraftKings.
Exactly what it is. Yeah.
Because they're probably like...
Put as many as you can in.
Put 20 in, but if you put in 20 of the same, and then you just take 1 to 20, and you win all the money.
Or you take, or you take your core guys and then just swap out all the lower guys and then hope to hit those teams.
Yeah. There's a million permutations and combinations. Also. Yeah,
thanks for that.
Fun fact, my stepdad claims that he invented hockey playoff pool drafts in Craik, Saskatchewan, like in the 70s. He says he invented it with his friend, and then Keniston just fucking took off with it. Ooh. So he could have had it patented before Keniston. I mean, that's Keniston didn't invent it, but...
That's similar to the guys that...
They're
I
the
know
ones
that
kind of went with it, right?
I don't know if this was on the pod or off the pod, but there's some guys that I know that actually tried to get DraftKings before it was DraftKings.
Mm.
But they couldn't get through, because they live in Canada, they couldn't get it through U.S. like trademarks, and DraftKings beat them to it.
Reminds me of our All Leagues fantasy league.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like Bill Simmons started that. And then we were thinking about doing where you draft players from all leagues. So you'll have like 4 basketball guys, 3 hockey guys, 4
at
football
least.
Guys. Yeah. Just like in general.
Yeah.
You have guys from every sports and they count their stats. So it goes calendar year. So it's like mid-season of both. Yeah, it's wild.
I remember growing up, Keniston playoff pool used to be in the Star Phoenix.
Yeah.
Like the standings.
Yeah.
Really?
It was. Yeah. Big
like
deal.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's massive.
Is the Star Phoenix still a paper? Do they put it out?
I will.
Like a paper version of it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Them and leader pools.
I also remember in like the Moose Jaw papers or local papers in general where they had stats of like midget AAA.
Oh, yeah.
They don't even do that. Well, it's all on the website
like,
now.
You can't say midget anymore, but Canoop does all the time.
Or like...
No, I don't. I said small
You'd
people.
Get like Wednesday's paper and just list like every NHL team or in the summer baseball team, just the roster and just their stats. It was like 4 pages of just everything.
Yeah, I guess the internet kind of took that all away. But still, it would be kind of cool to see your name in the paper again.
Yeah. And then my last thing is just there's ball starting up this week and I'm just trying to get my kids like, okay, like let's play some catch. Let's go out, do whatever. And my youngest son just refuses to stop playing hockey. He's like more obsessed with hockey now than ever before. And he's just out here playing, shooting in the net like all the time. I'm like, man, it's kind of baseball season now. Like, but can't really blame him for wanting to do something like that, I guess.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
That's good, though.
My other kid just, he doesn't like, he's a lost cause.
Picking up chicks.
Yeah.
That's showing him walking around the house. He's just walking around the house naked in his spare time.
Yeah, pretty much. Not sleeping. Churchill boost count, just 15, but I was only in 3 nights. So I had 4 zeros this week, which is kind of a rare thing for me.
Yeah, that's nice.
I mean, I don't remember the last time I had 4 zeros in a week. So
I tell you what, if you didn't mix in those big ones, you might have
been sub 9.
Yeah,
it was a 7, 6, and a 2, and the rest were zeros. So yeah, jeez. 240 and 112.
I feel like subconsciously could never get below 9. Like he'd know he's at 7, and he'd have like a beer Sunday, and then just like he'd just grab another one without even thinking about it.
Just ingrained in him now.
Just like, that one tasted pretty good. I better just have one more.
I think I'm gonna have another one tonight. Actually, now that you say that,
and it's also impossible once golf season starts for him to not. If he plays 2 rounds, he's hitting 9 every.
Yeah,
and you're gonna play 2 rounds a week.
Yeah, I'm bad with it on the course because it just makes me play better. So
take them shoes off.
What are you going to do?
6 beers and no shoes is the pocket for you.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you won't care about your score. So you don't need to drink any.
Well, still need to have
fun. Drinking for enjoyment and golfing enjoyment.
Yeah. So. All right, let's hear the Phoenix stuff.
Not a lot, actually. I don't have too much to say.
No videos posted in the group, so I don't even know if you played this past week.
I played... one that was okay.
First round
one that
was
really good. No, first one was good.
No, but the course you said.
No, first one was half decent. The second one really sucked, and then my phone died.
No, listen, it happens to me all the time.
Hey, take some videos of this course. My phone died,
and it was the really good one. But the place that I was staying in, Airbnb, it doesn't have a light in the ceiling, so it's just two lamps in my bedroom that I was sleeping in. So it does have a switch on the wall, it's connected to the circuit. So I went to bed the first night that we were there, right before I played the good course. And I just turned the switch off naturally because the lamp was on. But that was the entire circuit in the bedroom. So no phone charged that evening. And then I didn't have it for the...
What was it down to?
Those pesky...
it was red.
Have you ever been to a red. Phoenix golf course that doesn't have a USB in the cart?
Yeah, but I also need to make sure I bring my cord.
That would help.
And naturally, you wouldn't think, hey, my phone's dead. I got to take videos. I'm going to forget my cord.
Yeah, it's fishy as fuck.
Super fishy. I might have to ask his wife if she texted him while he was at that course.
Your phone is dead. And
yeah, I have nowhere
no
to be.
There's no way you're not bringing that charger.
I'm on a trip, and I don't have to worry about anything.
My phone's dead. I'm going to golf. There's probably going to be a charger there. You know what? I don't need to talk. My wife doesn't need to get a hold of me for 4.5 hours.
No, it was a morning route. It was a 6:30 a.m. route. It was
perfect.
Whatever
you took to get there and be like, oh, shit, I forgot my cord. I'd stop at a gas station and buy a cord.
Can you imagine?
I do not. I don't care as much as you guys do. You guys are addicted.
That is a bold-faced lie.
No, I swear.
No one on planet Earth that has a cell phone right now is okay with it dying.
I don't care.
Not one person.
I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. No, I don't.
There's only one person. It's my dad. His phone's dead for like 5 days at a time.
Deader than the doorknob.
Okay, so
I think it's because he wasn't playing very good and he just didn't really want it on camera.
Well, I played pretty solid the first two.
I think that's probably right.
Some curvature very on hard. Your ball again or what?
Very, very hard golf course. so I got there Monday, played Tuesday, played Wednesday, and that was all I did. That's it for golf. But we did take in the afternoon Diamondbacks game against the Cubs. A couple dingers, pretty solid game. It was really nice because it was not full. So we were able to get, obviously, just the shitty tickets and kind of went and sat third baseline, which was nice. And then just seminars. So sat there, listened to a bunch of...
intramural seminars.
Yeah, it was neat. And then I actually had a conversation with a coworker today who wants to present at it next year. So she asked me to come help. No, it was not.
How do I get to this conference?
What's the biggest thing you learned intramural sports-wise?
So a lot of the sessions that I ended up going to were data-driven. So talking about metrics to...
keeping track of stats for intramural badminton.
That's right.
Seriously?
And then...
smashes.
There was... inclusion, lots of diversity stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah. That was it. That was my week. Hanging out there, hanging in the pool. Yeah, honestly, not much else.
And see you again next week, eh, Phoenix?
Now I'm back for a week, and then I go
back
there.
It's Palm Springs this time next week. Right. So.
Next week?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
No way.
Next Friday.
Next Friday, you're going to Palm Springs.
Is this the stag of the guy that's getting married on Elkridge weekend?
No.
Oh.
No, this is just a golf trip. So.
Just a golf trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll charge that phone, I guess.
I will bring it next
How many
week?
Rounds there?
Friday one. Two Saturday, two Sunday, one Monday. Six?
Six?
In 4 days?
Yeah, you gotta charge the phone for sure.
I'll have some videographers that week for sure.
So six rounds next week. All right. In Palm Springs. And then where's that wedding?
Like north of LA.
You're going back there? Yep. Is this with the same guys?
No. It's not.
Oh.
No.
Can't wait to talk to your wife.
A lot of trips.
I can't wait. I can't wait. This is the best part of this.
She's coming to California with me, so that's great.
Like next Friday or the next time?
The next time.
Yeah, okay. But still, I can't. This is so much ammo for me just relationship-wise.
Yeah, so don't bring it up.
Oh, no.
I already feel shitty. I already feel shitty.
Every time I bring it up, it's just, how can they afford it? That's all that I ever get.
He's got the best job in the world. We already talked about
it. I just
Ed Scott's two, Chris Knoop's number one. We've already discussed this.
I didn't have to pay.
I know it's the best, but I didn't think he was getting paid $300K a year. Fuck.
I'm gonna write my MLA. SAS Polytech is getting too much money given to them.
He is a public employee. You could look it up.
Guy makes more than Scott Mole.
Yeah. Anyway, what was your booze count?
A quick 43 last
43
week?
On a work trip. 43 on a work trip. Yeah, super hard work trip.
Well, you're sitting in the pool.
The
in
only
the
time
evenings.
You were drinking
you
was
do?
When you're in those fictitious seminars you just talked
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I have one at lunch, and then you sit in the hot tub in the pool in the evening, and it goes up pretty quick.
Data-driven intramural sports.
So that gets me to 280 on the year. So I took the lead, I think, again.
Yeah, got me. 268.
Wow.
What were you, I didn't hear your total.
240.
Yeah, I gotta tone it down
you're
a
260
bit.
261? 8?
Yeah, 268, yeah. All right, let's get into, speaking of the best jobs in the world, number two on the list, Ted Scott, caddy for Scottie Scheffler. We might not even be able to recap these tournaments anymore.
What's there to talk about?
Yeah, there's not much.
There's a couple
rain
things.
Rain delay, Monday finish. Can you imagine those guys that had to sit around? I know there wasn't too many groups that had to play the next day, but just to finish five back of Scottie Scheffler.
Well, that was a big thing. Like, they didn't move the tee times to accommodate it.
And they saw the forecast.
They saw the forecast.
In a limited field event. Like, it's not like they were even moving him that far forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's wild, but
what was he leading? What was he leading by after Saturday? Two?
It was close. I think it might have only been two.
Yeah, but then halfway
through.
Two or three.
Yes, it was two because he shot 63 Saturday to go up by two.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then up five, and they're trying to race to get this thing done because it's like it's a foregone conclusion. Nope. You guys got to come out Monday and finish. And it's just like, okay.
So that's the tournament kind of organizer's fault for just...
Yes.
And the tour.
And the tour? Because who's making that decision? The tour or the tournament?
Two, for sure. Yeah.
It's a bit of a shame because it was quite the leaderboard.
If like you take him out?
Yeah.
They showed it. There was seven guys at 15 and six guys at 14
like
or something.
It might have
like
boosted the ratings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just...
Right
now, the way
we'll get to that, but
I like that course. I don't care what anybody says. I like it.
I've loved it since Lynx 386. I think I say that every year.
I think it's neat. I don't know what it is about it. I just like it.
Yeah,
the railway ties, man. It makes everything look good. North Battleford,
yeah,
Willows.
like it makes things look good.
Yeah.
What? So when they called it Sunday, because I was flying when this had happened. Because they played most of the day in rain, is that right?
Yeah.
And then why did they end up calling? Was it just raining too hard, or was there lightning?
Well,
there was thunderstorms.
The last I watched,
thunderstorms, then it got too dark at the end.
Gotcha.
Right?
Yeah, because the last I watched was when they were in the first rain delay, and they said the guy came on. He's like, "Yep, we're gonna start these guys at 6 Eastern. Gives us 2 hours, and we figure there's about an hour and a half for the leaders groups to play, and then they roll out." To start at 6 Eastern, and they played like a hole. It's like they had like a 2-hour rain delay, and they sent them back out for one hole, thinking that they were going to play the entirety of the rest of the round. And they're like, "Oh no, sorry." But I mean, that is weather. Like you think something's going to happen, and then cloud shift, and they're screwed anyway. But
at least they're close for this week. Right? Like it's not very far for them to get to New Orleans. Yeah. So.
I mean, if anything, Scotty's going to kill PGA viewership is really what's happening.
Oh, he did.
He's running away with these tournaments. No one's going to watch
Well, the Masters numbers were down.
But yeah, that was in the news, but yeah. What else?
Oh, there's.
I mean, I wrote down like this is peak Tiger type performances.
Yeah.
It's too hard to put numbers. I know we're going to touch on that news with all the OWGR ranking points and all that other stuff.
No, that's talking about that right now.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Before we get to that one, still.
Hold on.
Oh.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
All 10 wins.
Yes.
In February, March, and April.
Can he win after April? We've never seen it before.
We'll find out soon.
The way he's playing,
actually, not
he
that
has
soon,
to.
But
he absolutely has to.
Never done it before.
I know.
Yeah, but he didn't really win until last
Wheelie.
Yeah. Wee-wee.
He didn't wee-wee win.
Until what? Two years ago. So
I mean, he is 60-1 to win the Grand Slam this year.
Yeah, he's got shorter odds to win the Grand Slam than Sam Burns does to win the PGA Championship.
I mean, that's a little cherry picked.
A little, but you had to, they had they to pick like a pretty guy. Good player yeah, that they just was a little bit lower. Right,
completely did that guy dirty by doing that. Like, woke up and just chose to just
imagine drive a knife
into Sam Burns. Like,
imagine him waking up and just scrolling Twitter and like, seeing
what
that.
Yeah. What the hell?
It was 80 last week. It was 80
to 1. That'd be awesome.
What a tough day to be Sam Burns. So I know it's a big thing about him being like a God-loving man or fearing man, whatever the term is. But I think he might have made a deal with the devil to be this good, like with that swing. Like, it just doesn't make sense. I cannot compute that in my brain that it's different every time and it's still that good. Every single shot, the left side
is completely eliminated.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's the whole point of that slide, right?
That's what they had said on the broadcast. Yeah.
Well,
I think I might try that.
Eliminate
the right side.
I might have to try to do it more.
I was thinking the only thing.
Yeah, you do it.
The only thing that would have been
crazy. When you do it, it works.
I know.
Yeah.
I think I might legitimately
luckily
try to do it.
Yeah.
The craziest part for me with all the talk about his wife going into labor and stuff like that. Can you imagine having a 5-shot lead and then overnight Sunday she goes into labor and he leaves?
Yeah.
Similar, Harv brought up the John Rahm Memorial COVID situation.
So they just gave it to him because he was running away with it?
Yeah, like I know they wouldn't have given it to him, but just like imagine withdrawing with a 5-shot lead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could have just said just play around and stay away from people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're talking about
John Rahm. But I mean, hindsight is 20/20. We do know that it was a bit of an overreaction at the time now.
Yeah.
But
I'm saying, like, with Scotty. Like,
oh,
the
yeah.
fact that
it would have been wild for him to withdraw.
Yeah.
But he'd have to. Like,
oh, yeah.
He already said he was.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're that religious. You're going to hell for being a liar. no?
I was thinking about that swing comment you made in. Did you see the video of, it was like a captioned Rory imitating Scotty's swing and it was Shooter doing the Happy Gilmore swing in the woods or whatever. I thought you'd like that one.
Great trophy. Obviously the little man or whatever that they get and then
the jacket.
The plaid jacket's good too.
Just the fact that he won the Masters last week.
And then
like
he probably didn't bring a big enough suitcase
for years.
The jackets he got.
Well, yeah, for years we've been making picks on this pod, and if somebody wins, you're not picking that guy the next week.
Yeah,
like this guy's coming off an emotional roller coaster, like especially winning a major. Like
I also find it wild they put an elevated event right after the Masters.
Yeah,
he's done that 2 years.
And then he shows up late. Yeah. He only played the back nine
on Wednesday
for practice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and
probably,
these two courses
like,
are
maybe only his wife. There's like a little like Glover's wife. And yeah. Like, if you're not going to be here, you better be winning.
Yeah.
So he had to win.
I'm holding this thing in. So I assume he's going to take a 2-week break now.
Yeah.
At least.
But
I'm also impressed because these two courses are so much different.
Yeah.
Right? Like you go from Augusta, you come to here. It didn't make a lick of difference for him.
Best ball striker. They always win.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, some of the stats start with the most wild one. 53 consecutive holes making 4 or better.
Yeah.
And I think that's still going, no?
I don't know what he made
5 on 18.
Oh, so it was a jinx then.
Yeah. While you... Yeah.
Just mailed it in.
Yeah.
Like 5.
So it was a jinx. And then the other one, Scotty's OWGR rankings between the difference between him and Rory in second is bigger than the difference between Rory and Tiger at 738 or something like that.
Yeah.
Which
that's wild.
It is, but like that just makes me think those things don't mean shit.
Well, we've been
but
saying
that also
that for
I think
years,
that ends up like when
also cherry picked that they picked Tiger.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, that's going to mean that he's number one in the world. He could get I don't know how many missed cuts in a row, and he's still going to be number one in the world for
a long
a
time.
Like a year and a half.
And if he was that good, I understand he's won two tournaments in a row, but with that distance and being apparently that much better than everyone, he should win every time.
He might.
Yeah, like to Canoop's point about the year and a half, that's if he misses all those cuts. He's not going to.
Absolutely.
It almost seems like it's injury to the only way that he's not going to be number one for like 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got it locked for a year or two for sure.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
There was a lot of.
And then if you put it into a vacuum, and it's just more like a year from now with 10 missed cuts in a row, and he's still the best player in the world. How can you say the guy coming off of 10 missed cuts in a row is the best player in the world?
It will be.
Right?
I don't think it would be by then, though.
I don't know.
It would depend if someone else got hot or not, or if it was all spread out.
Yeah. But if it's all spread out and everyone's even, technically he's the best in the world from what he did previously.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all of those guys would have an argument. What happens if a guy wins twice?
If Oberg wins four times in those 10 missed cuts, well, he's going to be right there.
Yes. But it goes to show that if you get hot for a period of time, you get like a ton of wiggle room, which is why Tiger was number one for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Rightfully so, but
he
gets to stay number one for so long because you just had that hot streak that all you have to do is win once a year for the next 4 years, and he's going to be impossible to catch up.
I did read today that Scotty has the most FedEx Cup points ever up to this point in the history of the FedEx Cup. So that's impressive. And then to only think that if this keeps going, he only gets a 2-shot lead by the time.
Has he ever won the FedEx Cup?
He has not. No.
No.
He lost it that 1 year to Rory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Yeah. Rory beat his bitch ass that year.
But yeah, like that makes that whole thing also dumb. A couple other ones just from the tournament, quick ones, and Bruno can do the Canadians. But Ricky Fowler had a decent week, 18th, but another kid on the way. So we'll see what happens there.
There's some new dad powers there.
And then the other one, Kevin Kisner got invited somehow or S someone's D or whatever. Second last.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't finish last, eh?
No. Dunlap.
Dunlap
nipped him, or he nipped Dunlap by one.
I think we can just keep coming back to the golf is actually a hobby now because he's the commentator first and golf is his hobby.
Oh, but he's playing with Tiger in the
TGL.
He's on Tiger's team.
Stop stealing the stuff from the news.
Well, you might as well bring it in here now.
Just bring it in, tie it in, less news.
Tie in.
What are they called? The Jupiter Lynx Golf Club. Golf.
That's way too much news.
No, it's all tournaments.
Oh, okay.
They announced their team. So Tiger, Homa, Tom Kim, and Kevin Kisner.
I actually like that logo. It's kind of neat.
The logos of keeping this charade up that it's actually going to happen and putting all these marketing dollars into things is a little weird to me, but it is a nice logo.
It is.
Yeah.
And the New York one's nice. Like, they got a few.
Yeah.
But we'll see if they ever play an arcade game, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And then we might as well talk about the Canadians, I guess.
Canadians,
real quick.
Yeah.
Well, I got Canadians for both, but.
Well, just do the one.
So this was a neat week for the Canadians. Hughes, Hadwin, Connors, Svensson, Taylor all finished between 39th and 49th. So
nice.
You don't need to know who finished where. They were just all in that range.
Yeah, that's pretty neat, actually. Let's talk Corrales. Billy Horschel back in the winner's circle.
We're not talking about this for long, are we?
I got three things.
Okay, that's good enough.
9-under on Sunday to
that
win.
That shirt that they gave him was absolutely
ridiculous. Was that a
ridiculous.
Shirt or was that like a jumpsuit?
I don't know.
They just took it off. Hey, can you get one of the old Masters caddies thing? We'll give it away for this tournament.
Isn't that what people wear in Mexico when you're getting married on the beach?
Looked a lot like it. But Billy Horschel, we shit on him for so long because
I'm just saying.
He was fighting it for so long and then he's been kind of doing well lately.
Yep.
Games round into form.
Must just burn him up being in the second tier.
Now he'll be in elevated events. He won.
Yep.
Terrible trophy.
He earned his way back.
Yep.
Really.
As he should.
And who picked him for you?
Canoop.
Oh, fuck.
Did I?
Yeah.
And Maddie gave you Scheffler.
Terrible trophy, just a crystal vase at 63 on Sunday. Screwed over what would have been a really nice story. Wesley Bryan.
Yeah.
sponsors exemption to that, hasn't had a decent finish in like a decade.
Did he finish second?
He finished solo second.
Yeah.
Really?
Started with
fucking
leader
Billy.
In the clubhouse, too.
All the Oilers are going to win the cup, I guess.
Yep.
Four rip.
Yeah. He came from what? So he won by one and he beat him by six shots. So came from five back to win the tournament. Like, those are the impressive ones. And that's, it is crazy when you see those types of comeback wins. Like guys that are five back and go super, super low.
Oh, yeah.
And just like the leaders can't get quite going.
Yeah. They should have switched to Corrales coverage.
They could have, yes. You couldn't watch Corrales.
Yeah.
Well, no, because the LPGA was on too.
No,
so.
And it went to Champions Tour.
That's right, it did.
Golf Channel went to Champions Tour. We're talking about two events on the PGA Tour on PGA on the Golf Channel. And you're showing Champions Tour event over the secondary event on the PGA Tour. It was wild to me because when Scotty was doing that.
Yeah, because Chevron was on NBC.
NBC, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the other, the RBC Heritage was on CBS. So I went to Golf Channel to watch this tournament. And I'm like, oh, I can't watch it because.
Yep.
The Golf Channel is obsessed with the Champions Tour.
Yeah.
We talked about it 2 weeks ago. And we said, just
wait till Tiger's on there.
Oh, God.
It'll be the Champions Tour Network.
Yeah.
Probably.
I think that's it. Tell us the Canadians.
There's just the one last one. Kevin Chappell, he missed the cut, but he went Albatross triple on back-to-back holes on Friday.
Oh, yeah. What did you finish on, 4 and 5? Even.
Even.
Yeah. 77 on the day to miss the cut.
The Albatross was first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just so high on life that he
tripled the next.
Yeah.
Canadians.
Parked at OB. Pendrith was the only good one, T11. And then Silverman and Raj were both missed cuts.
Mm-hmm.
Raj missed the cut?
Yeah. Yeah. Not close either.
Yeah.
One over, and I think
who
the
looked,
cut was four under.
Who looked Thursday?
Under. Who looked? I looked.
I did actually.
I look all the time.
He was like 39th on Thursday.
I look all the time.
I look all the time.
Ace's birthday shots week. No aces. Obviously, there was an Albatross. Birthdays, I didn't see any. No one posted any in the group. And then shots of the week.
Didn't see a lick of golf.
Do you have one from your game?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That wasn't filmed?
Good call.
We'll believe you.
Maybe Dick's shot that I played with on Monday.
Where's Dick from? Chicago?
Arizona. He called himself a desert rat. This guy was like 75-year-old chipper guy that just golfs all the time.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he had a chipper.
No.
That would have been awesome.
I love those.
He made this like, I don't even know what you would call it. It wasn't a putt because he used a hybrid on this really long green and made like, I don't know, a 70 or 80 foot putt. But he just 90% of the time wouldn't use his putter. He'd just pull out his hybrid and like hockey stick style and like putt it.
Like he put his hand way down on the shaft?
Yeah, like halfway. It was insane.
I wish you could have taken a video of that at some point.
He sucked at it, but he made one really long one.
You should have said,
good for him.
You should have said,
for that old desert rat.
Yeah. Dick, I love what you're doing. Can I take a video of it?
I should have, actually.
Oh, wait, my phone's dead.
Yeah. Oh, that was Monday.
No, this was the round that he chose not to take any videos, not the one.
I drank 23 beers at my conference yesterday, and my phone died.
Yeah.
I don't have a shot of the week. Scheffler's too good.
My shot of the week was at the Chevron Challenge where they have the dock that they jump into, and I can't remember who that hit it so far into the water that it went off the dock and bounced onto the green.
Lilia Vu, I think, is who it was.
That's
nice.
Who it was, yep.
Yeah.
I actually have two. One was the Scheffler chip-in in the rain on that short-sided. I'm sure you guys all saw it. But
it was like one of the first holes of the day for him.
Yeah, like you just
that
like,
was on two.
Yeah. One hop. Yeah. Before the green trickles down, it goes in. But then today, just before I came to the pod, it was Cam Smith on a live post just practicing. And he was like at the back of a bunker, like honestly like a foot in the bunker on a downslope. And he just like hit this shot. He just threw it way up in the air. And he had a tee in the ground like 3 feet on the green. And it just like landed so soft and just like didn't even hit the tee, just like nestled up to it like a bocce ball shot. Like
really?
Right to it. It was insane. Might be the best shot I've ever seen.
but wasn't in a tournament. So
who cares?
Yeah.
It wasn't even in a hole. It was just unbelievable.
Okay, let's get... we got to lead the news with Nelly, though.
Sure, if you want to.
Speaking of Scottie Scheffler and dominance, there's dominance on both tours. I watched quite a bit of the Chevron, other than, which is actually not other than, which is remarkable because I don't know how they're going to get people to watch the LPGA when I tune in for a major championship, and it was the slowest, most painful golf I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
They were playing so slow. Brooke isn't fast. Mm-hmm. Nelly's pretty fast. But the group in front of them, they would literally have to show like shots of like 10 other players before Nelly's shots just because she was waiting so much.
Mm-hmm.
It was impossible to watch. Like I was thinking the whole time, I'm like, anyone who flipped over to this to watch the what could have been, I mean, it wasn't a tight finish. She was up by three pretty much all of the back nine. But I was like, I'm just going to do other stuff.
I was flipping between that and the Jays game. And I was watching it with
full
Luke.
Full innings for one hole?
Well, yeah, I'd flip back to the golf, and he was like getting mad, like, why are you flipping? It's like, well, I want to watch the next shot. And it was like, I couldn't get the timing right. Yeah, you know, like.
Oh, it was horrible. There was one time, yeah, because I was doing the same, because I got to the point that I could not do it anymore, where I think I watched one or maybe even two innings, and they had finished one hole in that period of time.
That's
like
insane.
It was so bad. Like, yeah, I think it was through 10, and then I flipped back over. I'm like, they're not through 11 yet?
I think I saw on Twitter that it was like 5.5.
Yeah, that's too long.
Five Way and a half long. Hours. By the way, were they playing a player cup on Saturday?
Sixum scramble? Oh, there's one.
What was I going to say? As good as like the Scheffler run is, I think it's the second best run in golf because this one's better.
Yeah, because she didn't lose to Steven Yeager.
You're right. Yep.
Yeah. So I just got what, four wins in a second?
Yeah.
His last five starts.
Yeah. I just looked up the women's golf rankings, and Nelly is like 12.42 rankings or points. And then Lily Avu, who is in second, is 6.52. So
doubled.
A lot of the same. Yeah. Exact same pretty much.
I mean, it's a flawed system. What wasn't flawed was that cannonball she did into the water.
Oh, like absolutely perfect form.
Yeah. Held it all the way in. Perfect.
Perfect, yeah.
Not the best trophy, kind of a big fancy almost spittoon-like thing.
Mm-hmm.
well, that's what it looks like to me. Brooke, was right in it.
Well, she made a charge a bit.
And she sucked on Sunday.
Yeah.
She lost by three, and Nelly beat her by three on Sunday.
Yeah, and left one in the bunker on front nine somewhere, and then almost left one in the bunker on, I think it was like 14 or 15. Just a short game stunk.
You'd think Sunday would be her day.
Here's the thing.
Based on our...
Scotty was already winning. You can't. There's not enough to go around.
Yeah, he didn't know where to go. Yeah.
There's not enough to go around.
Oh, boy.
Savannah Grewal missed the cut.
nice one, Bruno.
Yeah, that's it for the Chevron, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. But
it's,
my takeaway is it was so slow that I don't know how anyone that even was remotely interested in it could stick around and watch.
There's all this match talk of, you know, Scheffler facing off against Korda in a match. Well, I mean, it's an okay idea, but it's like having a match with strokes, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just wouldn't make sense to have it to me. Like, she's obviously playing from the forward or some sort of forward tees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what's the, like, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me.
I could see it, but
a two on two would make more sense, right? Like have Scotty and somebody else against.
Like a mix,
Nelly and Rory or something like that.
Like what you should do, like Scotty with like the 20th ranked LPGA, and then
Nelly with the
whatever ranked.
Yeah.
Demon
or just like some interesting characters, you know, maybe because those two aren't that interesting.
Those two are
tough. Tom Brady, you're right. They do those.
No, not that.
Ratings.
Some good characters on the tours. Like Homa or somebody that
Random tangent.
Oh, wow. 4-2?
Random tangent, but there's a roast of Tom Brady on Netflix yes. May 5th. I can't wait for that.
I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are they going to make fun of him kissing his kids on the lips all the time?
Has to. And they'll make fun of they'll make fun of his divorce for sure. Divorce jokes.
Yeah, they haven't announced the roasters yet. It's like a surprise. So hopefully Jeselnik's on there.
Samberg. When Samberg did that one, that's the best.
I know that the one that they have, well, Kevin Hart's hosting it, and then what's his nuts is there? Jeff Ross.
Jeff Ross, yeah. Always. Yeah, that's his thing.
Speaking of roasts. This guy's probably roasting in hell right now. O.J. Simpson died last week. We didn't bring it up. So,
Callaway guy.
Oh, man.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, boy. O.J. was a Callaway guy?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. Huh. Wow, okay. Not hey, you started.
I thought where I thought I was going to go, but that just worked out too perfect. we've kind of touched on it. Obviously, Masters ratings were down. I mean, for whatever reasons. I wrote down in my notes, like, golf ratings idea, and I have no idea what that meant. So when it comes back to me, I'll have an idea here in a couple weeks, I'm sure. But I was a little shocked the ratings were that down for the Masters. Like,
mm-hmm. Especially with all the live guys
all
there.
The live guys, like, yeah, all the big names were back together. You would have thought.
Tiger made the cut, yeah.
Tiger made the cut.
And stuck around for the weekend, yep.
Yep.
Didn't withdraw. That's a big win.
All
for
right.
Golf.
Yeah.
Speaking of Tiger, another dumb stat that came out was that guy who's like, if anyone ever thought what Tiger would have made if he made 2024 money in the year 2000.
I love that stat, Harv.
I love that.
Why do you love it? It makes no sense.
What was the number?
93 million.
93 million with all the bonuses, PIP. All that stuff.
Okay. I think well, why don't we get what take Hank Aaron would make this year in the MLB? out on the internet then like it's just
yeah
dumb.
But those are contracts this yeah, is earned
this is earned
well,
money.
How much would you have earned hitting all those home runs in 2024? $1 billion
cents are not even comparable. This was a perfectly
he's
comparable
sticking to
scenario.
His guns
yeah. It literally has tournaments thing. It has tournaments with payouts and all they did was say if he won those tournaments with today's payouts this is what he would have
made. Okay, well, why didn't you do the opposite? What did Scotty win in 2000 with no PIP?
I mean, Hammer and Hanks.
I would also love to see that. I would love to see what Scotty would win back then because it would be similar to Tiger.
It's almost as good as those money made per shot.
Ugh, or those ones. Or money made per pitch. Those are the best.
Yeah, throw more pitches.
Babe Ruth smoking cigs, just making a quick 10-year 400 mil.
Yeah,
exactly. He probably would have.
Or my favorite still, Steven Strasburg getting paid like $60 million still, and he's just rotting.
Won that championship, though. Yeah.
Don't get me started.
All right, next.
Theo Epstein.
Oh, man.
What? Baseball.
Oh, Theo, I was thinking Jeffrey.
I was like,
oh, Harsbury, no, Jeffrey Epstein?
Don't steal my thunder on this show. Theo Epstein gave a presentation to the PGA Tour on how to attract younger fans. What?
Why is I'm still just waiting for the punchline. Yes,
oh, yeah. Well, it must be an Epstein thing about luring younger people to watch events.
You always wreck jokes for him.
I always wreck them because I know exactly how he thinks. Yeah. You've been doing this too long, Harv. I know exactly what you're thinking. Wow, they really called that no goal, hey?
That idea is fantastic, though. So we'll see if anything comes with it and what they put in. What I don't know.
Just
they have to have some.
Fans.
Yeah. They have to bring more. They concerts, have to try to be able to bring
P.
new.
Diddy involved, maybe.
Oh, boy.
Another one. He's doubling down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, we talked about Jupiter Lynx. The President's Cup International team named their assistants or alternates or whatever they're called. Ernie Els, no brainer. Trevor Immelman. I mean, I guess taking a week off from the booth. Ogilvy and Vijegas are the four alternates.
That's a good mix, a little bit from everywhere. And yep.
I would have thought they would have another Canadian on there, but
maybe Stephen Ames.
They're all on.
Not a match play guy, obviously.
Dillette, maybe? I don't know. Then just around the world here, the Champions Tour, the invited Celebrity Classic, won by Paul Broadhurst.
That's what they were showing?
Yes.
They always show that one with the celebrities there. Marty Fish won the celebrity side.
Of course.
But Romo, the weird there, one, and maybe it's not weird, maybe I just don't know, but Josh Donaldson was third.
Yeah, he's a good golfer. So is Ernie Clement really? On the Blue Jays? You got that in the news?
No, they interviewed, but I was going to bring it up.
Yeah, they interviewed Justin Turner after, I don't know, the San Diego game. Ernie Clement had never played Torrey Pines before, showed up and shot 74.
Nice. Really?
From the tips.
North course?
I have no idea. But it's always cool when you get like regular professional athletes and you hear they're really good at golf, then it just like makes you like them that much.
Did you guys see what Romo said about Scheffler today?
No.
That he's played like 500 rounds with him probably in his life, and he doesn't think that Scheffler's ever shot over 70 playing with him.
I believe it.
500 rounds?
Yeah.
They're buds, hey?
Yeah. And then something Texas came out about what if Romo and Scheffler were partners for the Zurich this week, like what do you think their chances would be?
100%. Top five.
Pretty good.
You've seen the world golf rankings. He wins every tournament.
Yeah, but there's some good teams.
I would say they're top five.
I wouldn't
five.
Say there's good teams.
Romo was enough for the alternate shot pretty portion good teams. Of that.
Like Cantlay, Schauffele against those two?
I can't think of a more unlikable team. Cantlay, Schauffele? Maybe the worst team I've ever heard of in my life.
They've been teammates forever.
They've won this tournament every year.
Haven't they won this tournament before?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, yeah. When it was 36 teams and it was those two against
the daily
straw. Yeah. the bottom of the barrel.
They blew it last year.
Korn Ferry Tour, the Lecom Suncoast Classic, won by Tim Whiting, Swedish, so I don't know the pronunciation.
Vitting?
Might be Vitting. Good point. He beat Steve Fisk and Pat Cover in a playoff, three-man playoff. I think they just stole the trophy from the Corrales and used it for this one, too.
Another Spittoon?
No,
that was Chevron.
Chevron. Corrales, they're both like just like a crystal vase.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they almost look exactly the same. Creighton was 8th. Papineau was 20th. Yella Maraju was 37th. But obviously the big story of this week was Miles Russell, that 15-year-old who qualified, finished tied for 20th. And since that happened, he's into the next week's Korn Ferry Tour, and he got invited to be in the Butterfield Bermuda Championship in November.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I had to double check because I thought maybe it was Chuck Woods under an alias. Because he's the best, so I assumed it was him. But he broke all sorts of records with this finish here, even some of Tiger's records. So,
crazy. Yeah,
it's pretty impressive. And he looks like Chase Porter.
Yeah, he does look like Chase. And then get to the Canadian.
Yeah, the PGA Americas Tour, the 69th ECP Brazil Open, but won by Canadian Matthew Anderson. With this win, he's first place in the Fortinet Cup rankings as of this point, so hopefully he keeps that going. Obviously, a lot of other Canadians this one, too many to list. Just your standard generic trophy for this one. I mean, they're not really going
hard. What do you mean?
Enough.
What's
just
this,
like
what's
your
the standard?
Cup.
Oh,
the cup,
yeah.
The little
on a wood
base.
Yeah.
It's too generic. That's it for news. No tournament on the DP World Tour. They're back this
right
week.
On.
Did they wave that goal off because it hit his glove on the way?
Yeah, above the they couldn't tell if it was glove or stick.
Yeah,
it was
that was a
the
weak
crossbar.
I would have let it stand.
That
guy
dropped a giant fuck off after. Did you see that?
Oh yeah, fuck you.
Him.
He said,
"Oh fuck you."
Yeah,
even better.
I meant to bring
speaking
this up
of which,
early.
Aaron Boone getting kicked out for not saying a word. That was hilarious.
Meant to bring this up earlier when we were talking about world golf rankings, but I have a top 10. My top 10.
Top 10? Can you narrow it down to 5?
How about 3?
No, my top 10 golfers right now.
Oh, the Canoop World Rankings.
Yes. Oh, yeah, here we go. Okay.
This again.
Interesting.
It used to be 5. Now it's 10, I guess.
Well, and it was terrible.
I
lasted 3 weeks.
1 to 700.
If there's more than 3 live guys on this list, you're fucked in the head.
Well, obviously, Scotty's number 1.
You're going 1. You're going starting from 1? You got to start from 10.
You know why it's 10?
No, go up. Go up.
You want me to go?
You have
one,
to start.
Go one up. Go one up.
Why? That's dumb.
Well, because we're no Scotty.
We don't know who's
number one.
We're
all going to agree on one.
Oh, yeah. I want to know who 2 is then.
Yeah.
Wyndham
right
Clark.
Now.
Wyndham Clark is
okay.
Number 2 in the world.
Wyndham
right
Clark?
Yes. The way he's playing, absolutely.
I'd say he had a pretty good week this week, too.
It's just easier to remember.
The cut at the Masters.
Remember, he's extremely recency biased with this.
Yeah.
Well, that because that's what it should be.
Hey.
Like, it should be more
week
recent.
To week.
It should be more recent.
What if he shoots 59 in a practice round?
Yeah. I like that he goes up though, because then we can think of when he says one guy, we can immediately think of is that guy not better than the guy you just said?
Yeah.
Other way, it's too hard.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, number three is Xander Schauffele.
Yep, he's an idiot.
Number four, Åberg.
Yeah, Aberg's okay. Probably three.
I mean, I got Åberg over Åberg over Schauffele.
Over Xander.
Right now.
Let's see the rest of the list.
Yeah.
We got Rahm at five. We got
for
Kat,
what? What's he
Cantlay
done lately?
At six.
Cantlay.
Can I just do my list here?
No, I'm gonna argue every single one.
Cantlay at six. We got Bryson at seven.
Oh my god.
Then we got Neiman at eight.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
And then we got Max Homa at nine, and then Rory at ten.
And what's the actual list?
How is Neiman?
Well, there is no real
actual eight?
List.
No,
what's
the actual official go OWGR.
No, I don't mean what's your actual list. I mean what's OWGR say?
Not this made up one.
Oh, Rory's two.
Yeah, and you have him at 10. Where's Neiman? 35?
At least.
Yeah, 50?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he can't get points, but still.
I mean, I probably have Morikawa on there.
What, because he's had two good weeks?
Yeah. How many has Neiman had?
He's had two good weeks.
Clark on number two, and you don't
Wyndham has, he has been awesome lately.
What's Bryson had for good weeks?
One. One.
Don't worry about it. He's coming.
So this is a predicting of the future, too.
Bryson's coming, and Morikawa came.
I used a little bit of Data Golf to kind of look at some of the rankings, and that's where we ended up.
I thought you were going to say pick names out of a hat.
You sure sounded like you did. Okay, let's get to picks. Pick recap.
So, Bronel won both tournaments this week.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
But Harv also got points for winners. See, I got it closer.
So, standings are Matty B, 21, Bronel, 13, Harv, 12, Canoop, 10.
See, I did my job.
Because I did have both winners.
I don't know why you're wanting it to get closer, though.
Picked for me.
Feels wrong running away with it like
so
this.
For the Heritage, Bronel had Jason Day 18th, Tony Finau given to him for 12th, and Akshay Bhatia 18th for a 16 average. Canoop was second there.
16, nice.
He had JT Poston 5th, Rory 33rd, and Steven Yeager 18th for a 19 average. Matty B was third with Cam Davis 49th, Xander Schauffele 18th, and Sung J M 12th.
You were
26.
Last and you had the winner?
Yeah, I had Glover 33rd, Scheffler 1st, and Nick Taylor 49th for a 28 average.
No
and
cut.
And then at the Corrales, Bronel had Pendrith 11th, Norin 23rd, and Mac Meissner missed the cut 71 for a 35 average. I was second there. I had Gracerman 40th, Horschel 1st, and Carl Yuan 71st missed cut for 37
Carl.
Average. Matty B had Tyler Duncan, 71st, Dan Berger, 50th, and Peter Quest, 9th for 43 average. And Canoop had Justin Suh, 71st, Bud Cauley, 71st, Chris Goddard, 71st for a 71 average.
Dan Berger was an easy giveaway to Matty B. Like, that guy's, I don't know why his odds are so good.
Yeah. Well, it is wild. Yeah.
Paulie felt similar.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know. I don't get it. You got a preview?
Yeah, I do. Zurich of New Orleans Classic this week. So, TPC Louisiana in New Orleans. Par 72, 7,425 yards. We have Davis Riley and Nick Hardy back to defend their championship last year.
Oh, that's right.
After they both won their first PGA Tour event in their career.
That's right.
So we have the foursomes record here, 63 by Xander and Cantlay, as well as the Canadians Taylor and Hadwin. And then the four ball record here is 59 shot by Cantlay and Xander last year. We got 80 teams this week, so 160 players. There are some notables this week. One new guy, Rory's teaming up with Shane Lowry this week.
All right.
So that's a little bit big because Rory's never played in this event. We do have Harv's alien twin brothers playing this week, as well as both Fitzpatricks are back this week. So that'll be kind of neat to see how Alex does after he's had a little bit of success over in the DP World Tour. So we'll see how this week goes.
Okay.
And there is Liv Adelaide, but I completely forgot about it until we got here.
Yeah, so good. Everyone did.
Isn't that the most important Liv event? Or like it is, the biggest
yeah.
one?
Yeah. And he forgot about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bryson and Neiman are in the top of the
just
rankings.
Watch this week, though, this rake.
All right, Harv, we can go to what? 5,500?
I can't load it.
Plus 6,000.
Won't load for me.
So
you're last? You go to last? Or no, he goes to
I pick first in both.
Yeah. No, it goes. Who goes, I pick it goes Bronel. It goes Bronel, Canoop, me, Harv.
Okay.
I can't load it
because for whatever reason, two tie, all tie. Since you both gave me a winner.
Yes, that's right. Yep.
So do you really, have it up? I should be second, and then you guys fight it out for third and fourth.
You can't load.
No, I don't have it.
Okay. Hold on. Here we go. Six. You can't take.
Six okay. and below.
Yep.
Putnam, Highsmith, and below. Berger Perez is six?
Yep.
Which Perez? Victor?
Gotta be. With Dan Berger.
Wow. Those guys are... Yikes.
Let's just pick there's a something. Random team.
These teams are terrible.
They're awful.
There's not one good team here.
Pick Raj. Who's he playing with?
There's Roger seriously not it? One good team.
Roger in it?
The
who's
Cooties? Give me you and Pan.
Okay.
Me?
Yep.
I'm going to take the Cooties.
Ah, I was 100% taking the Cooties. They were both top 20 last week.
Yeah. Really?
Yes. Oh, man. I had the Cooties. I thought maybe Canoop would take them. Maybe. Shit. How far down are they? They can't be that far down.
101.
Okay, well, I guess.
Is that Duck Hodges playing this week with the women?
Yeah, with Gary.
Lee Hodges, man.
Who the hell is Duck Hodges?
Steelers quarterback.
Oh.
And he's dating that Lainey Wilson.
Dating
her? Oh, yeah. He shows up to all the award shows.
I'm going to take Kuchar and Stricker.
Oh, that's who I was going to take.
That's a good
pick. Didn't think anyone would take those guys. I'm taking Smalley and Schmid.
Schmidy boy again.
That was mine. My second team.
I guess I'll go Moore and Neesmith.
Not terrible, I guess.
Moore's been good.
Is Roger playing?
Taylor Moore? He was up there at the Masters.
Isn't it Ryan Moore?
Roger's playing with Josh
not.
Teeter. Hey, Rog is playing with Josh Teeter. That's not bad.
Is it Ryan Moore or Taylor Moore?
Doesn't gotta matter. Be Taylor.
Hope so.
I'm gonna give Matty B.
I know exactly who I'm getting.
Higo and Fox.
Oh. That's way better than I thought I was getting.
All right.
Because I'm giving Bronel. I was about to say Garnett and Straka.
That's a good team.
I know.
I love Sepp. You know I love him. Give me them.
I'll give you.
Give me that.
I'll give you just because you said it, I'll give you Berger and Perez.
No. They're inside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
See, I did what now I'm giving the second. Now I know. Now that we've established who's in second, now I can start giving bad picks again. Once you guys tie again, then I'll start giving you good ones.
And then Harv's up.
So I got to give to Canupe.
Or you can pick too.
I'm
going to
pick. Don't worry. I'm taking. What?
Nothing.
I'm not going to take who you're thinking. I'm taking Luke List and
yeah,
that's Norlander.
That's exactly who it was.
List and Norlander. All right, Bronel.
I'm giving Harv.
Yep.
Oh, I'm giving him Gim and Kim, of course. Chan Kim. I gave him to him before, and he just lit it up.
You got to be happy with that, Harv.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I can't believe these teams.
There's some wild teams on here.
I have no fucking idea. Taking all my guys.
Just close your eyes and guess.
Well, that's not good. You're in last place.
I know.
Chapel and Duffner are in this.
I go to the bottom. somebody.
Yeah, Roger Sloan. You're going to look him up anyway and jinx him some other way. You might as well pick him.
Cale Jr.? Who's that?
This is dead air. This is the definition of dead air.
Oh, man.
Put some tunes on Jeopardy music, maybe.
Oh, I crossed my legs.
At least throw some clicks in there. How's your back?
Good until I crossed my legs there and then put my leg down.
Mm.
Fuck.
Take Lawrence and Potgeier.
What is happening here?
Canoop's just randomly guessing. It's a guess anyway.
Literally, just point at the screen.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go with Streelman and Laird.
There you go. Laird's good.
Okay. Streelman and Laird.
Really windy.
Hopefully, it's really windy. I'm going to take Echevarria and Gracerman.
Mm. Looked at my list, eh?
You are close to me. And your last, Harv.
I'm giving Canoop, is that Ben Griffin or Lanto Griffin?
Got to be Lanto.
Does it?
Doesn't have to be. I think it's probably Ben.
Montgomery and Lanto?
Okay, Canoop can have Ryan Lipsky.
Lipsky's been tough.
Love me some Lipsky.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Zurich Classic in the books. What else we got going on this week? Start of the course opens, Warriors. That's it.
Yeah.
Warm weather.
Lots of courses opening this week.
Yeah, a pile of them.
It's going to be a nightmare making this graphic with all both these names.
Yeah. Just like
I think some are open already. Elbow is probably open.
Yeah, it opened on last weekend.
Yeah.
Bunch of Saskatoon, I think.
Well, a bunch of Saskatoon, and then they had to close because they got snow.
Oh, we
got
to do a best bet, by the way.
Oh, we still have best bets, hey? I think best bet
is there a live tournament this weekend?
Yes.
Yeah, that was my best bet. Well, Cam Smith to win in Adelaide.
Bryson to win.
Cam Smith plus 1,000 to win.
But he's not in the top 10.
Shit. Probably why his odds are so bad.
Whose ever odds are better for us, we pick. Between Bryson and Cam Smith.
What about Cantlay Schauffele plus 1,100 first round leaders?
Better how?
Hey?
Like wait. Say that higher.
Cantlay and Schauffele are plus 1,100 first round leaders.
Yeah, first round leaders.
They have both course records.
Love that. Yes, they do.
They have both course records.
What's the first format?
I believe it's four ball.
Mm. Yeah, go for it.
It's got to be them. Plus 1,100?
Sure.
What the fuck just happened?
I might reload my account just to bet that.
Just sitting at zero, eh?
Yeah, Sam I finally Ray. Ran it down. Well, I ran it down a while Xander, ago. Just haven't put any money back
first
on.
First round leader.
Plus 1,100. Too easy.
You know who's going to win?
What?
Thigala and Wilsey this week.
They could, yeah. Certainly.
If only we could pick those guys.
Nope, we could have given
them
away.
That's the whole point of it.
You guys got anything else? I don't.
Oilers are probably going to win
Here's
the cup.
The other thing, though. I know we did... We got away from picking those guys because in the past, people just pick the best guys and they end up winning. But that wouldn't have been a thing this year.
Other than Scotty, yeah.
Other than with, like, the random winners that have been winning.
Well, that and then Scotty run.
Yeah.
It'd be
well,
like
Scotty's been picked every time he's
won. It'd be like the game of asshole where the president just gets Scotty every week and it's like, give me those jokers, baby.
That game was so much fun. I fucking love that game.
You want to play some right now?
Yeah, we can play right after while we're loading the pod.
Should.
It's all about the first round. Who gets Prez?
Yep. Yeah. But with four, it's not too bad.
Yeah. Four's all right.
You get like
eight.
You get like six or more going.
Yeah, impossible to get out of that.
Those neutrals are staying neutral, and then the top dogs are staying top dogs.
Neutrals can somehow get to Vice. Never
could,
get to Prez, though.
Yeah.
And those shit guys, you're playing asshole to get to neutral, and then seven rounds later, maybe get Vice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you guys don't have anything else, it's time for us to hit the clubhouse.